So my first experience with PJ was at a meeting where they, on the campaign regarding SOGI rights, LGBT rights, and the role of parliamentarians in advancing and promoting those rights, it has been the experience that will last, quite frankly, for a very long time with me. It was the first time that I saw the bringing together of parliamentarians and the LGBT community discussing challenges and how they can work together to bring about change in their respective countries in terms of respecting the human rights for everyone. I just simply did not see that as a possibility in my country, and to see how the PJ was able to bring that together was very inspirational. In fact, it led me to invite to have PJ come on down to Belize and to meet with other parliamentarians from across political party lines, as well as other LGBT members and groups, because it clearly showed to me that there is a way to bridge some of the gaps. In addition to that, it was at that meeting that they had presented the handbook for parliamentarians on SOGI rights and how parliamentarians' role, what that role is in terms of promoting those rights. I have found the tool a very practical tool. It is something that really ought to be shared amongst all parliamentarians who believe in human rights and who particularly are interested in those rights as it relates to SOGI. And so that experience has lasted with me. It really broke down a lot of barriers that I thought existed and has given me confidence much more than I ever expected in communicating and articulating the need that the human rights and human dignity of every person ought to be respected, and that parliamentarians ought to challenge status quo and ensure that every opportunity they have in parliament, that they're using their voice of leadership to promote that right for all. So it has been a fantastic experience and one that I will never forget.